The purpose of Wealth Talk is to educate, inform, and hopefully entertain you on the subject of building your wealth. Wealth Builders recommends you should always take independent financial, tax, or legal advice before making any decisions around your finances.
Welcome to episode 123 of Wealth Talk. My name is Christian Rodwell, the Membership Director of Wealth Builders, and I'm joined today by our founder, Mr. Kevin Whelan. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Chris, and good to be with you again.
Yes, so it's that time in a month where we shine the spotlight on one of our members. And this month, that member is Mr. Paul Wareham. And Paul is not just a member of the Wealth Builders Academy, but also one of your private mentoring clients, Kevin. So today we're going to kind of talk a little bit about what the mentoring relationship looks like with certain people.
Yeah, mentoring is a fascinating issue. And of course, you know, for the longest time, Chris, I've been acting as a guide. And that's how the program got started, wasn't it, really? I was providing that one-on-one support for, you know, high-income, successful people, just like Paul, really, super successful in their ability to earn money, but often struggling to turn that earning into asset income, you know, so that they could create wealth. And so I've been doing that for a very long time. So only a small proportion of the overall membership need that acceleration, want that acceleration, and have got the financial resources in order to make that work. But it's a very powerful thing. And, you know, let's hear Paul's story, and then, you know, we can debrief a little bit more about time saving and other forms of leverage that, you know, really critical when you dealing with successful people who almost always are time poor. That's the key issue. It's the leverage on their time. That's the primary outcome that they're seeking.
Yeah. So I'll be walking Paul through our 9-step recurring revenue roadmap so we can pull out some of the stages that have helped Paul to move from a place of financial insecurity to now generating multiple streams of recurring income. So let's have a listen now to our conversation with Paul Wareham. Paul, welcome to Wealth Talk today.
Thank you.
Great to have you on. Now, we every month we invite one of our members, Paul, from the community to share their progress since they've joined us. And you've had a slightly different relationship because you've actually been one of Kevin's mentor clients. So we'll obviously hear how that's been working out for you today, Paul. And as usual, we'll kind of follow along our 9-step recurring revenue roadmap so we can see the stages and the steps that you've taken to build up more recurring income. So are you ready to get going?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, the starting point then, I think, Paul, is really to understand how you first came across Wealth Builders and what attracted you to working with us.
Yeah, Chris Henry is a personal friend of mine, and he had started his journey into SaaS and association with Wealth Builders some time ago, 4 or 5 years ago. And I used to work with Chris, and Chris was talking to me about SaaS and how it kind of changed his life. The financial freedom that he had. We both had good pensions from our employer. And I just felt as if it was time to take control of my funds. And Chris introduced me to Kevin. And Kevin helped me with my pension transfer into a SaaS. And then became my mentor. So, which was the start of the journey, really.
Yeah, and this is approximately 18 months ago or so?
A bit longer than that, about two and a half years ago when we started the discussions, I suppose, with Kevin, yeah. And 18 months ago, Kevin has been a mentor for me since then, yeah.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about kind of what life looked like for you at that time, Paul, in terms of employment and how much time you had available.
Yeah, I suppose I had a good pension and a good job. I'd run and I'd still run the biggest surveying firm in the UK and the second biggest conveyancing firm in the UK. So big job, time poor, but and not particularly asset rich either, other than the home I lived in. So financial insecurity, I think, in the way that you would describe it. Nothing coming in from assets, property, but a decent job with a decent salary.
Yeah. And in terms of mindset, we always talk about there being a catalyst. You know, there's always something, a reason that kind of propels you into wanting more. Was there anything specifically for you, Paul?
A couple of bits, really. One was taking control of my pension and actually not feeling as though that was at risk of, you know, if I passed away for that to be eroded. So taking control of that and having a legacy in terms of my pension fund. And the other bit was I've always been in and around financial services and property, but I'd never earned a penny from it, really, other than my salary. So it really interests me. But I just really didn't know how to get going. I didn't know what steps I should take, really, to kind of start to leverage what I did have to kind of make any kind of income.
Mm. And in our roadmap, Paul, we've got three stages. And stage one is foundational. It's really just building confidence. I guess just, you know, believing that it is possible to reach financial independence and it is possible to start building multiple streams of recurring income. And a really important thing that we always emphasize at the beginning is making sure your house is in order. And part of that is putting on a secure roof. So that's something that I'm sure Kevin discussed with you. And, you know, were there any aspects that you realized at that time you didn't have in place?
Not covered. My roof was bare. So I think, you know, I have Kevin made the connection to legal matters talking to them about flexible trusts, powers of attorney, etc., to kind of fill the gaps. So I must admit it's not complete yet, but I am talking to legal matters. Just doing my former direction. So we're kind of well progressed. We're getting that sorted and getting my roof on. So, yeah.
Good to hear that. No, it sounds like it's fully in progress. And, you know, it gives you peace of mind knowing that that stuff is in place, because then it allows you that strong foundation to start building wealth. So I guess let's have a look at stage two now, which is all around, you know, building your knowledge around the seven pillars of wealth, looking at where your points of leverage are, and then deciding on what the strategies that are going to work for you. So let's look at step four in our roadmap. That's all about the assets. So seven pillars, Paul. How many of those seven do you think you have now got some activity in?
I think it's been pretty fluid in terms of how I've looked at that, and that's the way I work best: is fluid and flexible, and taking kind of the bits that really resonate with me and making them work for me. But I'd say six of the seven pillars I've utilized in 18 months, of working with Kevin. You know, initially focused in how we could make my house, my home that I lived in, and leverage that. My pension, obviously, was the bit that was really going to make the difference in terms of getting some momentum, starting to kind of build property, joint ventures. So I've started a joint venture with an ex-colleague. I mentioned earlier I was time poor, he's time rich, and that has worked fantastically well. So we started two businesses earlier this year. We've kind of bought and sold, and we've started a development project to put a five-bedroom house on a two-bedroom bungalow. So that's exciting, and the spades go into that in October. So really looking forward to kind of doing that. And also, kind of fresh off the press, really, I've always been in businesses that have created money for other people, and I'm going to go it alone. So actually using my intellectual property in and around the legal process for property to start my own business in conveyancing. So it will be coming to a place near you probably within the next 6 months. But hopefully, you know, I can kind of engage with the wealth builder community and offer a service. So, yeah, really looking forward to that. That excites me.
Wow, big news there. Thank you for sharing, Paul, an exclusive. So, okay. So, yeah, I mean, in 18 months to really go from kind of no pillars to six out of the seven, that is impressive. And with a full-time job and, a job with lots of responsibility there, Paul, how have you managed your time? How are you, is it maybe some helpful tips for others that are finding themselves trying to build wealth whilst also trying to manage a full-time job?
Yeah, I think if you're time poor, it's just about allocating the time. And Kevin kind of right from the off was saying it's probably half a day to a day a month. And that's to get your kind of your knowledge and your understanding up. And, when I sat down with Kevin, there were three things really: confidence, connection and knowledge. Not particularly in that order. And what I really wanted was security, because at the time we were going through Brexit, COVID had just hit. And I was just about to take, a sizable sum from my pension and put it into a self-managed scheme. So the security and understanding that the investments that I was making were going to pay back. I know there's no guarantee, but really doing, doing the work on due diligence and things like that to make sure that what I was investing in was going to pay, and I wasn't going to lose the funds that I was kind of investing. So I think, I'd spend a little time, but focus absolutely on property, on those seven pillars, on what you can leverage. Where you'll be amazed where you can get to in a short space of time, I think, once you focus.
Yeah, well, that takes us nicely on to step seven there, Paul, which is moving into stage three, which is focus. So this is where we obviously, teach all of our members about the Wheel of Wealth, and that consists of education, support, connections, due diligence, and then guided action. And one of Kevin's mantras is never let 30 days go by without doing something to build your wealth. So, as you've just said, Paul, you have a finite amount of time, and the key is making sure that that's, income generating time, you're not drifting. And how have you found, speaking to Kevin every 30 days and then having actions, being able to delegate things, a combination that's helped you?
It has, yeah. I mean, my wealth dynamics profile is I'm a star, plenty of ideas, but lacking in structure. So Kevin has been great in providing me that expert structure in terms of what I'm trying to do. Always I have plenty of ideas. Always, I'm kind of running off here, there, and the other. And what he has done is kind of brought that into priority focus, really, and really, discounted some, changed my thinking on others, but prioritized kind of really what I was looking at. So the next 30 days becomes more productive because actually I'm focused on fewer things, and that's whilst juggling a job and things like that. Is that focus is a real premium, I think, because without it, I think without any kind of input, I would be all over the place, and I'd be doing things that are wasteful of time and money. And what it does do is it helps to really focus on return. It focuses on the right type of investment, the right type of connection. And Kevin's been incredibly good at kind of putting me in front of people that I can help in terms of investment that give me a return, that are experienced with property, that have a great track record, that minimise the amount of risk. They do their due diligence, and wealth builder. Not saying they've got a wealth builder stamp of approval, but those relationships have been. I don't know that they've provided a good return for me over 18 months. So, and I'm really grateful, because without Kevin, I wouldn't have had those relationships. I wouldn't have had the confidence, after 6 months to start my own business and start buying property and start developing property. I mean, that's something 18 months ago I couldn't even imagine doing. I'd have run screaming for the hills, but I'm doing it now. So yeah.
And loving it too.
Absolutely.
And I think what you've done remarkably well, Paul, because I've joined several of those mentoring calls with Kevin, and is your consistency. you know, every month, every time, there's always something to report. And, you know, whether it's small steps or bigger steps. And we know that the wealth building journey is not a linear journey. There's some months where there's loads going on, some months where it's very quiet and you're waiting for things to happen. But you've always been taking steps forward. And I think that's why you've made such great progress.
Yeah, I feel so. I mean, if I look at myself 18 months ago and think, you know, lacking in confidence, no connection, no real knowledge of how, you know, to turn both my pension and property into a recurring income. And now, you know, I've got five investments with other projects out there. I've got two businesses that have bought and sold property or are buying and developing property. I've got some other ideas with regard to kind of more locally starting to generate a recurring income from the money that I've got in my house, then you know, it's just chalk and cheese in terms of how I've got there. And I wouldn't have been able to do that without Kevin's involvement, because I know I would have gone down rabbit holes and I'd have wasted money and time. And that's, you know, that would have taken a lot longer to kind of get going.
So step eight is results. So let's look at what that actually means in terms of your wealth levels now. So you said at joining, we're at insecurity with zero recurring income. What does that look like now for you, Paul?
So £2,500 recurring every month, and then also the profit that I'm making from the development company as well. So that was the first deal we did there was earlier this year, and we bought and sold and flipped effectively in 9 weeks. And that was a £35,000 lump sum, effectively, that I made out of that transaction. So that was great. And then the project they're working on at the moment, which is a two-bedroom bungalow to a five-bedroom house, yeah, that won't mature until kind of spring next year. But that will be in the region of £100,000 return for me. So that's, you know, those kind of numbers and that return is something I could have only dreamed about 18 months ago.
And results can come, as you rightly say, as capital or cash flow. And, you know, both are good. We obviously measure the wealth levels in terms of recurring income. So does that put you around about security level now then, Paul?
No, not quite. But having just taken on a bigger mortgage and a bigger house, then I need to do a bit more work. But, if I can repeat, well, I will repeat what I've done in the last 18 months in the next 18 months, then I'll certainly be a long way towards that.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, the journey's good so far. The final step really is accelerate. So I guess just looking forwards, as you've mentioned, Paul, to the next 18 months, what do you think are going to be the key things that are just going to keep you on track and continue to build that wealth?
I think starting the new business is going to, you know, that is a big opportunity. The conveyancing market in the UK is quite disparate, so brings opportunity and alongside the property market. So I think that's a big thing. My partner that we started the development company with, that's exciting because we will effectively reinvest our profits and accelerate size and scale. So, you know, I may well again be coming back to the wealth builders community for some funding at some point in the future, but at the moment we're just creating the believability, I suppose, of a development business, and we need to get a couple of things under our belt before we kind of come back looking for bigger funds and bigger projects, but that's going well. So yeah, I can see us scaling both business, scaling the property side. And then aside from that, personally, I'll also be looking to do some more local things that will be kind of buy, refurbish and rent projects that are more local to me. And I'll be doing that with my son, which is great to involve the family as well. So.
That's brilliant. Yeah. And, you know, very much this is about creating a family wealth business and a legacy. So nice that, you know, you're now bringing your family into it.
Indeed. Indeed.
Good. Paul, thanks so much for sharing with us today your journey. And we'll perhaps catch up in 18 months' time and see how you are at that point. All right.
All right, Christian. Thanks very much. Cheers.
Okay. So Paul's journey there, a few things for us to dig into a little bit deeper and see how the difference between perhaps coaching and mentoring is, Kevin. But before we do that, We've got more reviews on Trustpilot this week. So thanks to Stephanie, who says the Wealth Builders Academy is a treasure trove of insight and information, along with a step-by-step process to follow. Kevin and Chris are exceptional guides to the process. I particularly enjoy being part of the Wealth Builders community of people who share similar values. It's made all the difference.
Wow, a treasure trove. I don't think anybody's used that language before.
I like that.
I never thought of us being the custodian of the treasure. But nice one. Thank you very much, Stephanie. Very much appreciate your kind words.
Yeah. So getting back to Paul then. So Paul said, obviously, he's been working directly with you, Kevin, for about 18 months. And it was a connection, right? So we know Wealth Builders built on education, support connections, trusted connections to professionals, but also, you know, people who have been previous clients who are now friends. And in fact, with Chris Henry, is now one of our wealth coaches as well.
Yes, everyone's on an interesting journey to build their wealth. And, you know, we got to say thanks to Chris for making the connection to Paul. But, you know, I immediately resonated with Paul, just a super smart, very sophisticated, and, you know, above all, what I love about mentor clients is how humble they are. The, you know, that humility shines through with Paul, doesn't it? You know, so he's underplaying significantly his role in two massive companies, you know, hugely successful man. But having the humility to say, look, I know what I'm doing in these companies, but when it comes to building wealth, I'm open-minded to receiving that guidance and support. And a lot of people won't do that. And I often find that that's the case. Particularly, you know, that alpha male syndrome that can come up when people, I suppose, you know, they don't want to admit they don't know. But Paul, like all of the mentee clients, you know, that's a key requirement for me because it's got to resonate with both sides. You know, they've got to be a great fit for me and I've got to be a great fit for them. And I have to say, you know, Paul was just a perfect person to work with because he took his time, but he was willing to take action quickly. So he took his time evaluating his thinking, but then immediately turned it into action. And I was very impressed, as you can see, that, you know, moving from an accelerated journey, you know, most people are getting to financial security and then onto independence within 5 years. And he's done a significant job within 18 months. And some of that was going through some major changes in those businesses, which took his eye off the ball for a while. So I think, you know, he's probably had a condensed version of that, if truth be told. But, you know, that's the thing. I think we liked each other from a sounding board perspective, making good connections, talking about getting the due diligence done, and really by making distinctions and having regular interactions, a cadence to that, you know, that regular contact, which meant, you know, we didn't overlook anything and there was no frustration that was building in with that time paucity. Having achieved anything this month, because we always had that regular catch-up call. And he was also great in terms of his contribution in the community. He was always willing to share what he was doing. He was open to that. So just a perfect mentee candidate, really. And so thrilled to have worked with him.
Yes. And we know everyone has a different catalyst. Everyone has a different reason why. For Paul, he just really wanted to take control and leverage some of the assets that he built up in his life. And we see that, don't we, with people who've been in, you know, in corporate roles, been employed for a long time. You know, there is often that point where they say, well, actually, you know, how can I start shifting some of this focus so I'm not making someone else wealthy, but I'm now starting to build my own wealth. And that's kind of the point that Paul is at. And he dropped a bit of an exclusive there, letting us know that he's going to be moving on and setting up his own business, which is fantastic news.
Well, exactly. I mean, he as he said, he's dived into, you know, all of the pillars with enthusiasm and gusto. And I think he's made more connections. You can tell he's so confident now and he's already built capability. And if you do those things, you know, build confidence, create more capability and build more connections, you're on a path to success. And there's no doubt about it. I don't think Paul needs me now. He's already equipped himself with what he needs. And I think he'll be a star, not just in profile, but in terms of results very soon.
Yeah, the wheels are absolutely in motion for Paul. And just a final point, Kevin, I think important for us to pick up on is that differentiator between capital and cash flow. So we know step eight is results, and results are not just focused on money. Results can come in all shapes and forms, you know, more confidence, more knowledge, more connections. But, you know, in terms of the financial results, we measure cash flow, but capital is also a nice key part. And Paul talked about that as well.
Great point there, Chris. I think certainly as far as wealth building is concerned, the reason we focus on cash flow being the preeminent measure is because cash flow is what fuels life. So if you've got an income coming in of £10,000 a month and your living expenses are £5,000 a month, then you've got that predictable wealth subject to you just keeping things in balance all the time. Make sure, you know, if you've got leverage and so on. But equally, you can build wealth through the accumulation of capital. So we always like to measure net worth as well, because if you're significantly increasing the value of something, whether it's a piece of property, whether it's in your pension, whether it's in an investment plan, then of course you can take some of that capital out and you can either use that to reinvest to gain cash flow, or you can spend some of that capital gain as part of your cash flow. So if you make $100,000 in profit, you know, from a property, let's say, as an example, then that money's in your business bank account, and then you could either spend that or reinvest that. And generally speaking, what we prefer to suggest in Wealth Builders is as you make gains, you identify your gains, and then you bank some of those gains, almost like planting new seeds, with the fruit of those seeds being future streams of income or immediate income, just depending on what you need. So yeah, good point, Chris. So we need to measure both, don't we, in terms of our wealth thermometer, the cash flow coming in each month, and Paul's done an impressive job of building that up, and also the capital that we accumulate from different investments in different pillars that accumulate in different ways.
Absolutely. And we send out a big A1 wall chart to all of our members, which we call the wealth chart. And that has the asset income thermometer on there, which obviously they can top up as and when that income flows. But, you know, if you are not a member, you can still grab a copy of that chart. And if you want to go and have a look at that, head over to wealthbuilders.co.uk/wealth chart. And we'll pop a copy in the post for you.
Yeah. And it's good to see, you know, when we have our mastermind community, Chris, when we have our Q&A session once a month as well, we see all the wall charts
in the background. Yes.
It's all good fun, and those thermometers on the rise, and that's language we see, you know, adding more to our thermometer. So but both of those are equally important measures.
Yeah, well, congratulations goes out to Paul once again on his great progress. Thank you, Paul, for sharing today. We hope you enjoyed listening. And Kevin, we will catch up same time, same place next week.
Mm-hmm. And until then, my friend, see ya.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget that we are constantly updating our resources inside the Wealth Builders membership site to help you create, build, and protect your wealth. Head over to wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership right now for free access. That's wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership.